The Bert Show.
So Jeff's a little bit on the, I can't tell if he's calm about it or freaked out by it, that he's got zero plans for New Year's Eve.
Just weirded out by it, but I'm not upset. We always do something really cool on New Year's Eve, Jessica and I do, and we always try to be in a different city. You know, we've done New York City, we've done Waikiki Beach, we've done Paris. France, we've done Caribbean, we've been on Caribbean islands. So this year we have absolutely no plans for the entire vacation that I'm off of the show, which starts this Friday. Mm-hmm. So for 2 weeks, there's nothing going on and no New Year's plans and zero. So I'm kind of like excited about it.
Really? You feel like that's better or worse?
I don't like the thought of maybe getting in the car and like driving up to New York. And the only problem with a road trip is you have to come back from it. Like, I'm excited at the thought of driving up to New York, you know, and taking like 2 or 3 days to do it, and like stopping in D.C. and seeing all the Christmas decorations that are in Washington, and then like stopping in Philadelphia and seeing like, you know, where we used to live in Philly and catching up with people that we know there and seeing all those decorations, then being, you know, at my parents' house on Christmas morning. Like, that's cool. And then, but then like,
you just don't come back the same way. When Katie and I take road trips, the whole thing is a vacation, not just the
I'm the type of person that wants like if I go to New York, the destination would be my parents' house, and mm-hmm. then after that, once that's done, I'm like, all right, cool, I'm ready to sleep in my own bed. Right. You know what I mean? And so I don't know, I would have to mentally work myself up. And then we were talking about New Year's, and we have options with friends and going to friends' house. We talked about maybe going to Nashville because that's a drive, but that might be a cool city to, you know, go hear some live music and hang out.
I have to do something. I couldn't be home on New Year's Eve and just know that there's all that fun going on outside without being jealous about it.
So, I'm not upset about it, but I'm just, you know, and then Jessica reminded me that we had one of our coolest New Year's ever was the one, remember 10 years ago when they thought the world was going to stop?
Yeah.
Like, I remember.
Y2K.
We mm-hmm. stood in the backyard of our house in Arizona, and we stood there for, you know, the tick right to midnight, and we were waiting for the power to go out, mm-hmm. like for the world to end. Mm-hmm. The stars were even going to go out, and the moon was going to fall out of the sky.
You only have about 3 New Year's left before 2012, and then it's all going to end.
The Mayan, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I remember we stood back there, and then nothing happened. Like, no lights went out, didn't even flicker. So Jessica says, go turn the computer on. So we go turn the computer on, log into her email or whatever. It worked fine. Then the phone rings and it's Jessica's dad. And he's like, should computer work? Well, yep. And it's mine too.
It's a really great example, like a smaller example of really what New Year's is all about. It's really adult prom. You talk about it for weeks and weeks and weeks and months leading up to New Year's.
Yeah.
And in 75% of the cases, it never meets your expectations.
It's so overrated.
When you say memorable, I'm like, what is a memorable New Year's?
I haven't had one.
Yeah, that is one holiday that I have never really done over the top.
It's for rookies, man. For the most part, it's just for rookies, you know?
I could care less.
Well, we always make ours memorable, but we do it with travel.
Yeah, which is cool.
Paris last year.
But I think a lot of people this year probably are not taking vacations. You know, mm-hmm. I think last year people knew the recession was here and started, but I think really this year is when they felt the brunt of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's probably a lot of people staying in town this time.
I know y'all are going to be very, very jealous that I'm going to be on the Disney cruise for New Year's.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
man.
Cool, though.
Yeah, right. 7 days on the seven days with 3,000 kids on the Disney.
There's
going to
be
cruise.
Some kind of musical going on, some kind of song going on from midnight, you know, from 11:59 to 12:01.
Disney cruise.
Why did you choose the 7 day option?
Because the one that was leaving the day after Christmas, there was no 3 day option. It was 7 days. You're going really in. You are committing to Disney, or you're not going at all. So we thought, you know, it's time for a family vacation. So Disney cruise, 7 days.
Hey, pal, want to do a shot?
Thrilled.
Now, Jen is trying to get out of town for New Year's, perhaps.
Yeah, there's been lots of... remember how I was telling you guys a while ago that one of my girlfriends and I decided we had to go somewhere really super cool? And we had started talking about Europe and all these big ideas or whatever, but neither one of us want to spend the money to go to Europe right now. And then we started talking about other, you know, trips, whatever. But for whatever reason, both of us have just been super busy and haven't actually booked any flights anywhere or anything like that. So we keep going back and forth on what we want to do. And then Bobby Bowden announced that he was retiring, and then
And he was going to go with you, right?
No, with the news of that came the Florida State Seminoles bid to go to the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville. So that will be Bobby Bowden's last game as head coach. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of started steering my plans that way. So I've been trying to convince her. She did not go to Florida State with me. She went to Penn State. So she has love for Joe Paterno, as I do for Bobby Bowden, but she doesn't have the empathy of wanting to spend New Year's Eve in Jacksonville, Florida.
I can guarantee,
that's a big party.
Jacksonville is fun. But I can guarantee if Joe Paterno was retiring and this was his last game, she'd want to take you up to, Happy Valley?
Exactly. And she loves Penn State. She actually cheered there. I mean, the whole thing. So I know she understands why I so badly want to go there, but I feel like I'm really screwing up our girlfriend plan, and I feel like I'm like messing it up or something. But it's not that I don't want her to go. I want her to go. Like, I want us to go together.
This is never going to happen again.
Yeah, you got to go. You got
to
go.
It is. It's like a once in a lifetime thing. So I have to make that phone call to her today. Thank goodness she's still sleeping in this morning. But I got to make that phone call today and be like, if you don't want to go, I totally get it. But I will be sad if I'm anywhere but there.
Yeah, it's kind of like how I feel about Lane Kiffin's last season, you know, and they're coming for the Peach Bowl. I'm just kidding.
wondering. This being his last season.
Yeah, I want to spend New Year's Eve at the Dome at the Peach Bowl because Lane Kiffin, you know, probably not going
to remember that one great season he had before he went to jail? I miss Lane. No, you got to go. You really got to. I mean, because you have to understand, Jen is like third generation Florida State graduate and fan. I mean, her grandparents and her parents and Jen. So
my brother, my cousin. I mean, it's a big, our family bleeds garnet and gold. And like, I've never known Florida State football without Bobby Bowden. He's been there 34 years and I'm only 32. So it's like, I don't know it without him. So, and I have a friend who is working on getting some tickets down there, and I think he's going to get them pretty inexpensively through his company.
Nice.
So I was like, okay, I got it. I just got
to
do it.
I want to check in with you tomorrow
but
see how that's
But I hate those conversations because I like to follow through on what I originally plan on doing.
You got to be a little flexible, though. This is a once in a life. You'll regret it.
I agree.
You would be bitter at her for
if I were
going
somewhere else. Yes. I think so. I think you're right.
Totally.
All right, I'll let you guys know how it goes.
What do you got going on?
Well, it's kind of like what, you know, Jeff was talking about New Year's. And I mean, I make attempts New Year's Eve, but it's true that New Year's Eve is usually probably my least favorite holiday of the year. But
it's so predictable.
Because you stay up late. You drink and stay up late. And then,
two things Melissa hates.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I got
to
have alcohol and I can't sleep?
I have to go to bed at 1. But we originally have no plans. Like, we both of us, you know, it's money, it's work, so we decided to stay in town for Christmas and New Year's. But then Katie keeps hinting, like, you know what, her work has gotten her so bogged down, she's like, you know what, I'm jonesing for a road trip. So it's probably an impromptu road trip south. I don't know where, but somewhere warmer. So so we'll see. We'll see.
And how about you, Wendy?
I've got zero plans.
Nothing.
I've never had a really great New Year's, and I think it is overrated. I mean, people are drunk and asking you what you're wearing. They're already asking what kind of designer dress you're wearing, and girls are all flashy. And that's just not me. I just like to chill at a bar and have a good time. Yay, celebrate New Year's. But
Wendy's the girl that dresses down at the bar. Whatever.
I really do.
But she's on a night like New Year's, it's a pain to dress up anyway because you're going to be cold.
She's talking about the tux and sequins thing that New Year's Eve always ends up being.
It's adult prom is what it is, man. And you talk about it, and much like your prom, it just never really meets the expectations, or it's rare, you know?
Nothing's going on but you watching the clock.
Hey, David, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Hey, Jeff, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to Watertown. You can carpool with me, my fiance, and the dog if you want. I mean, I can drop you off.
Yeah, no. No. Carpooling and me, no. Like, I get it and all that, but go ahead and name that ozone hole for me.
There's only a couple of things about that plan that really don't fit you very well.
Yeah, the other three people in the car.
Yeah, the people in the car.
Get it. The Bird Show.